Welcome to By Kids, For Kids Storytime,
produced by Audio Visual Education.
You can download more episodes of By Kids, For Kids Storytime for free.
Just search for us on iTunes.
It's easy.
The Story of Sleeping Beauty. A long time ago, there was a king and queen who said to each other every day of their lives,
"We wish we had a child."
And yet they had none. But one day, when the queen was sitting by the river, a frog came out of the water, jumped onto the ground next to her and said,
"Your wish will be granted. Before a year has gone, you will bring a daughter into the world."
And as the frog had said, it soon happened. The queen had a daughter, so beautiful that the king could not contain himself with joy. And he planned a great feast. He invited all his relations and all his friends, and also the 13 fairies of his kingdom, so that they might be kind and favorable to the child. But because he had only provided 12 golden plates for them to eat from, one of them had to be left out. However, the feast was celebrated, and as it drew to an end, the wise fairies stood forward to present to the child their wonderful gifts. One gave her the gift of goodness, one beauty, the third riches, and so on. Whatever there is in the world to wish for. And after the 11th fairy, in came the uninvited 13th fairy, burning for revenge. And without greeting or respect, she cried with a loud voice,
"When your daughter is 15 years old, she will prick herself with a needle and fall down dead."
And without speaking one more word, she turned away and left the hall. Everyone was terrified. The 12th fairy came forward to give her gift. Although she could not remove the evil prophecy, she could soften it. So she said,
"Do not be afraid. I have not yet given my gift. I cannot undo the wicked spell, but I can soften the evil. The princess will not die, but she will fall into a deep sleep for 100 years.
Now the king, wanting to save his child, even from this bad luck, gave the order that all the needles in his kingdom should be destroyed. The girl grew up with all the gifts of the fairies, and she was so lovely, sweet, and kind, and clever that no one who saw her could help loving her. One day, when she was 15 years old, the king and queen went away on a journey, and the girl was left behind, alone, in the castle. She explored the castle, wandering about into all the corners and all the rooms, till at last she came to an old tower. She climbed the narrow winding stairs, which led to a little door with a rusty key sticking out of the lock. She turned the key. The door opened. And there, in the little room, sat an old woman with an old sewing machine, fixing some sheets.
"Hello," said the princess. "What are you doing?"
"I am sewing, little girl,"
answered the old woman, who was no other than the wicked fairy in disguise.
"What is that thing that spins around so quickly?"
asked the girl, reaching for the machine to touch it. But as soon as she had touched it, the evil prophecy was fulfilled, and she pricked her finger on the needle. In that very moment, she fell back on the bed that stood there. and lay in a deep sleep. And this sleep fell upon the whole castle. The king and the queen, who had returned and were in the great hall, fell fast asleep, and with them everyone else in the castle. The horses in their stables, the dogs in the yard, the pigeons on the roof, the flies on the wall, even the fire that flickered in the fireplace became still and slept like the rest. And the meat on the fire stopped roasting. And the cook, who was going to pull her helper's hair for some mistake he had made, let him go and went to sleep. And the wind stopped, and not a leaf fell from the trees about the castle. Then around about that place grew a wall of thorns, thicker every year, until at last the whole castle was hidden from view, and nothing of it could be seen but the top of the roof. A rumor went around in all that country about the beautiful sleeping Rosamond, because that was what the princess was called. And from time to time, many king's sons came and tried to force their way through the wall of thorns, but it was impossible for them to do so, because the thorns held fast together like strong hands, and the young men were caught by them, and not being able to get free, they died a painful death. Many years afterwards, the king's son came into that country and heard an old man say,
"There is a castle standing behind the wall of thorns, and there is a beautiful princess named Rosamond. She has slept for 100 years with her king and queen and the whole court. I was told by my grandfather that many king's sons have tried to pass the thorns, but they were caught and pierced, and they died a miserable death."
Then the young man said,
"It doesn't matter. I am not scared to try. I'll bathe through the thorns and see the lovely Rosamond."
The good old man tried to hold him back, but he would not listen.
"Wait, come back, come back."
Now, the 100 years were finished, and the day had come when Rosamond should be wakened. When the prince came near the wall of thorns, it was changed into a wall of beautiful, large flowers, which parted and bent aside to let him pass, and then closed behind him in a thick hedge. When he reached the castle yard, he saw the horses and hunting dogs lying asleep, and on the roof the pigeons were sitting with their heads under their wings. And when he came inside, the flies on the wall were asleep, and the cook in the kitchen had her hand lifted to hit her helper. Then he went higher and saw in the hall everyone lying asleep, and above them on their thrones slept the king and the queen. And still he went further, and all was so quiet that he could hear his own breathing. And at last he came to the tower and went up the winding stair and opened the door of the little room where Rosamond lay. And when he saw her looking so lovely in her sleep, he could not turn his eyes away, and soon he bent over and kissed her. And she awoke and opened her eyes and looked very kindly on him. And she got up, and they went out together. And the king and queen and everyone else woke up and looked at each other with shock and astonishment. And the horses in the yard got up and shook themselves. The dogs sprang up and wagged their tails. The pigeons on the roof drew their heads from under their wings, looked around and flew into the field. The flies on the wall crept on a little further. The kitchen fire crackled up and blazed and cooked the meat. And the cook gave her helper such a box on the ear that he roared out. Then the wedding of the prince and Rosamond was held, and they lived very happily together until the end of their lives. The end.
Thank you for listening to this episode of By Kids for Kids Storytime,
produced by Audio Visual Education,
performed by Lazola Porter, Jordan Orange, and Max and Ruby Dewey.
You can download more episodes of By Kids for Kids Storytime for free. Just search for us on iTunes. It's easy.
You can also contact us at bkfkstorytime@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.
You can also rate us on iTunes. It really makes a big difference
and will help us to bring you more stories.
Hey guys, if you like this episode, please share it with your friends and family. It is one of the best ways to support BKFK Storytime.